Stick around. More to do. Also, Victor Jakes on the amazing thing that happened last night on CBS. 17 million people. 17 million people watched Oprah and Meghan Markle and, Prince Harry. Yeah. Talking about the Royals and not the Kansas City Royals. Stick around. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Supreme Court is reviving a lawsuit brought by a Georgia college student who sued school officials after being prevented from distributing Christian literature on campus. The high court in an 8-1 decision today sided with the student and against Georgia Gwinnett College. At issue is whether this case could continue because the now graduated student was only seeking so-called nominal damages of a dollar. Lower court said the case was moot, but the Supreme Court disagreed. Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel tells Salem Radio News this is a First Amendment issue.
Well, I think not only free speech on campuses will be protected, but churches will be protected from these unconstitutional executive orders that constantly change. Students that graduate and they're censored at graduation will be protected. You name it, these particular cases will ultimately have a big impact.
Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the decision. The only dissenting vote was Chief Justice John Roberts. Senator Roy Blunt has announced he won't run for re-election in 2022. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Blunt, a Missouri Republican, says he'll call it quits once he's finished out his current term, which ends in 2022. He becomes the fifth member of the GOP establishment to announce they won't be running for re-election. The news comes even as the GOP needs to flip just one seat to regain the majority in the midterm. Republicans will be defending a total of 20 Senate seats against just 14 for Democrats. Missouri is considered a safe seat for Republicans. Its other U.S. Senate seat currently occupied by conservative up-and-comer Josh Hawley. Bob Agnew reporting.
Two more men wanted in the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol have been arrested, including one who reportedly served as a bodyguard to former President Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone. The FBI said Monday that Roberto Minuta and Isaac Steve Sturgeon were taken into federal custody. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 306, the NASDAQ plunged 310. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. I know most of us are feeling glad to be out of 2020, and you're probably wishing you were out of your unused timeshare. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has been helping people exit their expensive timeshares, earning us an A-plus rating with the BBB. We promise the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a guaranteed time frame. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. Or Lone Star.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Most Nevadans are optimistic about Las Vegas' post-coronavirus future, but say a full economic recovery is going to take some time. The Nevada poll says about half of those surveyed think we're going to continue to live with the measures and help decrease the chance of contracting COVID-19. And 72% of those polled are optimistic about the future, but 29% say it's going to take 1 to 2 years to recover, while another 25% say it could take 2 to 3 years. A Nevada poll surveyed 500 likely voters in late February. The Metro Police Department saw a 37% increase in retirements last year, but police officials say it's not due to the growing call for police reforms across the country. Metro officials say the jump in retirements is probably due to the police department's growth spurt in the 1990s, which means many officers are now reaching retirement age. 223 officers retired last year compared to 163 retirements in 2019. Well, it's just his fourth race since being reinstated again, but Kyle Larson led for 103 laps to take the checkered flag at the Pennzoil 400 at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Las Vegas native and fan favorite Kyle Busch finished third.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now we're getting some slow flows in several areas. U.S. 95 northbound at Ann Road, 215 west at Tenaya. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort area of the 15. And do expect some heavy volumes into the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515. Eastbound at Main and westbound at Pecos.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Always good to have Tommy White on, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. He joins us. And Tommy, I don't know if you saw the polling today. We were just talking about it on air. 72% of those polled this past week are optimistic of a full recovery here in Las Vegas. That's got to be good news for you and for your members.
Yeah, well, I think after showing we had the Speedway open this weekend, right? And although they only had 12,000 fans there, it's just showing you that everybody wants to get back out and back to work and back out and doing their daily routine.
Are you surprised, though, that John Q. Public is really buying into this thing of recovery, that you know, with stimulus and all kinds of other things coming our way, $4 billion, you know, that things are going to be okay, that it's not always going to be like this?
No, I thought sooner or later it was going to be okay, and you know, I think everybody just got used to wearing masks, and almost everybody I know is just waiting to go get a vaccine now if they didn't get it already. So I think people are just ready to get you know, back into the swing of things again, and I think, you know, let's just hope that the rest of the country is that way. I mean, you know, we survive on tourists, and you know, we could say we're all going to be good being here, but we're not going to be good unless we have the tourists coming. So we just got to hope that the rest of the country feels the same way.
Yeah. What are the mileposts that you're going to be looking at from your members' perspective? The number of projects that are on the drawing board right now, that kind of thing. What is it you're going to be looking at? When will we know that the recovery is complete?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, Kevin, my membership numbers have not gone down, and my members here have, I mean, I have 300 and change on the out-of-work list right now, but that's kind of been the average of our list probably for the past, I'd say probably the past 6 years. My membership has grown, believe it or not, but we always manage to, you know, keep around between 250 and 300 on the out-of-work list, and that's good because it rotates, you know. So I can't say that we've lost any work. A lot of our members, they worked out on the stadium. They went to work on other jobs. I mean, we're doing a lot of renovation in a lot of the big resorts down on the Strip. We're renovating the hotel rooms, and I think the resorts took advantage of the way things are right now because their occupancy wasn't up, and they took advantage of remodels and road work. Road work is still being done. We have a lot of our members working out on the solar plants. So we're looking forward to a full recovery.
Can you talk about, and only because we see them as we drive around the Strip and we drive around the community, we see these construction projects, but we don't always know the name. Can you talk a little bit about some of the projects that you've got going on right now all across the city?
So we have a lot. I mean, if you're heading out north and you're on I-15, you're going to see a lot of warehouse areas, industrial areas going up out there, probably going all the way out to Apex. If you're heading west, if you're heading north on 95, of course, you see all the new houses being built out there, but all that road work is still continuing. And I believe the plan is to widen 95 all the way out to Indian Springs. So you can see that by just driving out there and seeing the dirt on the side of the roads. They're widening the freeway. Going south, they're just going to be breaking ground on a new project that's going to be out by the M Resort. But you see all that land that used to be just lots out there that were fenced off, that's all being built. A lot of it, you know, a lot of it's just being built non-union, which, you know, us, we build resorts. We don't do the smaller stuff, McDonald's and strip malls. So we're happy that something's going on out there. And I think as far as you can go west, I think we're all the way built up to the mountains. So, I mean, we still have a lot of work going on in this town. Road work is in place. I kind of go back to saying that, you know, once we get our resorts open, you're going to see this town flourish again. But we need to really take a look at what happened, because we spend our time on resorts. and, you know, we need to start looking for another type of economy here in Las Vegas, and we can't just, you know, hold our hats on resorts, and we need to look at something else that's going to keep Las Vegas moving, just in case, you know, the resorts didn't recover. We need to look at something else for our city.
Do you have any suggestions? I mean, as far as the you know, we've always talked about diversifying our economy, you know, beyond gaming and mining. But do you have any ideas like technology or things like that? The stuff that's going on at Apex right now, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely should have went after the technology side of the computer world. I think we kind of fell behind on that. You know, and I think everybody, you know, going back 15 years, everybody was worried about, you know, Lake Mead and not having enough water for the city. Obviously, we're still building. I think that put a little fear into any of the big tech companies that want to come here. But, you know, they need to know. We need to sell our state as a state that's open to tech companies, and we're open to a new industry. Listen, we're open to anything that wants to get built in the United States of America. We can build it right here in our state.
I want to ask you about a project that Jim Marchant has been promoting for a long time, and that is Yucca Mountain. Do you go out to Yucca Mountain? Is that within your jurisdiction?
Oh yeah, we have a lot of members working out at Yucca Mountain. We also do all the underground out at Yucca Mountain. So we got our miners out there, and that's one of the contracts that we just finished up. So we're looking forward to being out there for what I know, another 5 years. So it's really safe. And I believe if it wasn't safe, I would hear it from the members that work out there. So we're in good shape out there, too.
Again, Tommy White joining us, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. The Yucca Mountain project that I was talking about and that has been talked about, rather than making Yucca Mountain a repository for nuclear waste, make it a reprocessing center that would be ongoing. Stuff would come in, stuff would go out. Have you heard much about that?
Well, I spoke with Jim Marchant about that some time back, but you know, all I can say, Yucca Mountain, you refer to Yucca Mountain, we refer to it as the test site. It's always going to be referred to as the test site. I think what has happened with that is, you know, you got to remember, if you used to go back to the 60s, the 70s, there was a lot of people working out there. I know this union alone in the 70s had close to 400, 500 people working out there.
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of our retirees currently, they worked out at the test site. And years ago, that was, you know, that was the place for, if you wanted to get a good job and you wanted to be in a union, that's where you went to work. And so we're really safe out there. And I think what has happened is, you know, you get the news on board and they start talking about transportation of nuclear waste, and they don't talk about anything good about it. And everybody starts talking about they don't want it running through their state. But I can tell you there's a lot of people that have collected pensions that have worked out there. There's a lot of people that put their kids through college that have worked out there. And a lot of those people that are currently working out there right now, those are ones that are actually shops in Clark County or Nye County. So, you know, they should really look at that as not just a test site, but look at it as possibly something new for our state.
I want to ask you, because one of the things I love about your industry, Tommy, is the fact that you've always got a next project. And behind that, a next project. And behind that, a next project. Can you talk a little bit about some of the projects that are on the drawing board right now, but that may not start construction for a year, maybe even two?
Well, I mean, we're looking forward to right now is, is getting on those tunnels, running onto Las Vegas Boulevard, that from, you know, the Boring Company, where Elon Musk has the Tesla cars on the ground and they go from resort to resort. We're really pushing to get on board the light rail that's from here to California, and there's been talks of another one that's going to go from Las Vegas all the way up to Reno. So I mean that's on the bigger scale. I think what you're going to see probably coming down the line, real within the next 6 months, is you're going to see two new projects. One is one is going to be right next to where Resorts World is. Resorts World is, you know, they're not, that's a really big project that's out there. And you're going to see that what I call phase three is going to be going on pretty soon. And then there's a big mega project that's going to be out at the south end of the strip. And they haven't really announced the name of it yet, but I know it's being worked on. And, I mean, our future is still bright when it comes to construction. You know, I got to say, you know, Kevin, COVID stuff, yeah, it put kind of a damper on the whole country. But I remember back in 2001 when the World Trade Center got hit by two planes, which was a terrorist act. We shut down, and construction came to a halt. One thing I can say with this, with COVID, we did not come to a halt. You know, in 2008, when the economy fell apart, construction came to a halt. With COVID, it did not come to a halt. So, you know, we're very blessed and very grateful and very humbled to the fact that we were able to continue working.
No, that is amazing. And it's, you know, for all the criticism the governor has taken, the one positive is that you guys were deemed essential and you kept on working and you kept on working and you kept on producing. I think that's one of the major victories in just a horrible, horrible thing that we had happen here. Let me just ask you, state of our community today, how far back have we come? And how much further do we have to go?
Well, I we probably put ourselves behind because of COVID. You know, and I don't want to just say it because we came up on a year, but just based on what I've seen out there, we probably at least lost at least a good year, 2 years possibly. I mean, I really look at construction, and we didn't lose much on construction, but when you look at, you know, our schools, and you look at our kids being home, and you look at families that did not have jobs, the opportunity to go to work, you know, that sets people back. And, you know, whether they got sent back on their rent or their mortgage or their power bills or whatever, it still, you know, it still sets them back. I believe because Las Vegas and our state is the way it is, we'll be able to move twice as fast once we start going. You know, the strip's probably going to open up some great opportunities, open up to our resorts are going to probably have some great offers out there. We're looking to open up the Virgin Hotel a little bit later this month, and we've been waiting for that for 2 years. And, you know, so I believe we're going to move really fast once they give us the green light and open up 100%. And you know, I like the fact, after just watching this weekend, I like the fact the way we're moving. I got in line this weekend to get my second shot, and I actually saw a lot of younger people there in line getting shots, which tells me that the younger generation has become aware of this, and they're on top of it, and they want to see us move along just as fast.
I think that's absolutely great, and you know, I think your industry is a barometer of how we are doing as a community, and hopefully, as you say, once you get the green light, you guys will move at warp speed, and we'll be seeing construction like crazy all across our community. Tommy, always good to have you with us, my friend. You stay safe, you stay healthy, and we will talk again soon.
You too, buddy. Have a good night.
Thank you, man. Tommy White, Business Manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by my friends at Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. In fact, I was there Friday night, had a great meal, won a little money, It was a lot of fun. It really honestly was. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I want you to hear Howie Kurtz real quick, if I can squeeze this in. This is Howie Kurtz from Fox News. He talked about the fake news media seeking